Have you noticed white heads in your wheat fields? I'm seeing a few in some fields and a few more in other fields. Hi there, this is Jeannie Falk Jones. I'm the K-State Multi-County Agronomist for Wallace, Sherman, and Cheyenne counties. I deliver unbiased, research-based information to you for you to apply it on your farm. Now, there's several things that can cause white heads in wheat. They include freeze damage, glyphosate drift, the wheat stem maggot, fusarium head scab, and dryland root rot. From what I've been seeing, the main cause of the white heads in our fields this spring is related to dryland root rot. This is a fungal disease that infects during drought stress conditions. So it may have infected last fall after drilling or this spring during the stretches of dry weather. Dryland root rot is a fungal disease that can many times be present for a while, but it really shows up after heading and after it gets pretty hot out. So how do you know if the white heads are caused by dryland root rot? While the heads are white, many times the stems are remaining green. Then if you look at the base of the plant, the stem below that first node or below that first joint is a darker color, even a dark brown color. Also, if you closely examine where that stem hooks onto the roots or down in the crown area, or you can split the stalk and look inside. And what we're looking for at all those locations is a pinkish orange colored tinge from fungal growth. Now, we don't always see that, but sometimes we can. Finally, if you open the heads, you may also see partially formed wheat seeds. This is because that plant was damaged by the fungal rot in those roots in the crown, and the plant was having a hard time keeping up with the demand of the plant to form those seeds. This caused death of that wheat head because of that increased demand. Now, many times this dryland root rot can be lumped in with damage from just regular drought stress. This is because that drought stress really compounds the damage from the fungal growth in the crown and the roots. In addition, you're likely to see a clump of plants, actually a clump of stems, with several tillers on a plant that will show these white heads. I asked our wheat pathologist if fungicide seed treatments will help prevent the infection of the dryland root rot. He said that the fungicide seed treatment will help for a while after drilling, likely 2 to 3 weeks, but will decrease in efficacy after that. Since this fungal disease can exist on crop residue or in the soil, one thing that can help with the disease is crop rotation. A rotation of wheat fallow wheat is likely to be more severely infected than a rotation that contains a wheat summer crop fallow rotation. If you have any questions about the whiteheads in your wheat, please let me know. You can contact me at the K-State Extension offices in Goodland, Sharon Springs, or St. Francis, or on the K-State Experiment Station in Colby. You can also see pictures of what the stems are looking like that I found in the field and that are infected with this dryland root rot by checking out our K-State Sunflower District Agronomy Facebook page.